Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and I wanted to say good morning. It is not 12 in the afternoon yet. It's only 11:27. It's almost the afternoon, but I wanted to say good morning and just catch up with you guys before I start my day. Today, I have a busy morning. My morning was a little busy. It's going to be busy up until 1 o'clock. But I'm going skating today and I'm a little excited. I was trying to debate, should I go to the early session or should I go to the evening session? So I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to see where my time is going to allow me to do that because I really cannot wait to go skating today. Like, I look at this form of cardio as fun and just, you know, they got some dope music and I love music. So my day is going to be super cozy. I would love to bring my daughter, but she's not going to want to walk. Like, I'm literally walking over to Riverbank for, you know, for cardio. I'm doing that to burn calories. My daughter, she's not going to be wanting to walk all the way over there with me. So if I was to bring her to go skating with me, I would probably have to, you know, maybe ride over there or, you know. So I don't want that to, it's not about that. You know, I love my daughter to death. Don't get me wrong. I love to do everything with my daughter, but it's about mommy getting it together. This is more so me, my mind, body, and soul. We can definitely go for leisure. Me and my daughter can go another day when I'm not working out and counting steps, and we just go in there to go probably have some lunch and go skating, of course. But today, no. I have a journey. I know that I want to go take those City College steps again today. It's going to beat my behind, but it's okay. I think the more you do it, the better you get used to it. So, I'm not looking forward to that, but I am looking forward to that. So she's not going to want to do all of that when she got to school. I think she has cheerleading practice. She's not going to want to, she's probably want to go to have sushi after school with her friends. And, you know, it's always more, I'm going to hang out with my friends. So I'm just going to go by myself, but I'm trying to decide, should I go the early, sessions or should I go to the evening session? So that's just something that I need to decide. And I just, you know, I feel so grateful. I know it's like, girl, shut up, but I'm for real. I'm just so grateful, and I've been through some things, things that could have destroyed me, things that could have destroyed other people. Some people probably would have taken their lives. Some other people would have got addicted to drugs and alcohol. It transformed me. A lot of things that I've been through in my life, not saying that my life was a bad life, but I've been through a lot of grief, a lot of loss. So that right there is just like to be born in a family. That's, you know, you have a lot of family members, you have a lot of cousins, you have a lot of uncles, you have a lot of aunts, and people just start dropping like flies. Like, God just start calling them home. And it's just like, I've been through a lot of grief. I think grief is the worst thing because it never goes away. Like, it never goes away. When you love somebody so much and they're no longer here with you, it's not like you guys got in an argument and you don't see each other, they moved away. It's like you really can't physically touch them no more. You really physically can't FaceTime them no more. You really physically can't smell the scent of their clothes or the little things they used to say and do or their favorite show or whatever it was. You will never see that again. So I think that's the worst. Grief sucks. And I don't even know how this got to a point, but I want to make a point, and I don't even know what point I'm trying to make. I don't know how grief came up into this conversation of me working out and going to skating today, but maybe I need to get it off my chest. It's been a time these past couple of years where I've been through the darkest of dark, and people will never know that because I don't mention it. I don't. You know, I'm a grown woman. I take care of my daughter. I do what I need to do, and I keep it going. I don't have the luxury to call an auntie or, you know, my mom and my dad or somebody that I don't have nobody. Yes, I do have family. We're not all close. No,
Do I have older sister and I have nieces and nephews? Of course I do. And I love them to death. We just don't see each other all the time. I have a little sister that with my parents, I love my little sister to death. Do I see her every day? No. Do we speak every day? No. But we speak when we need to speak. We speak all the time. Like, it's not every single day, like how you would call somebody 24/7. But when we speak, it's valuable. When I see my older sister in the street, I love my older sister. My older sister, Davida, is beautiful. And I remember growing up, sorry for saying your name, sis, but I remember as a kid growing up, she was in a relationship for a lot of years with her baby father. But I remember growing up, a lot of like how I would see as me as a kid, how guys looked at my sister and her friends. She was a pretty girl. You know, nice body, beautiful dimples, just a beautiful spirit, just, you know, so it's like, I love my immediate family. Like, the ones that are my family, I love y'all. I also had family from my mom's side that, you know, I don't know what happened. And it is what it is. There's no love lost, there's no hate, it's no nothing. It's just life goes on. So the people that love me, I love. But I'm saying this to say this. Grief will take you out. It will take you out of here. When you lose people that you love and there's no reason or it's why, and it's just that will take you out of here. And I've been through some dark times a few years ago, and it's just like it felt like the light wasn't shining on me. I just felt like my bills was paid. Yeah, I was looking cute. Yeah, I'm getting my hair done, my nails done. I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. I could go do this. I could go do that. I could travel, take my daughter out. We living comfortably. That's a blessing. But was I happy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I lost my mom. I lost my dad. I lost like another woman that I consider like an auntie. She was amazing. Her name was Roxanne, Miss Moody. She was like a aunt to me. She was like the aunt that I never had. And that's sad to say. But she was like the auntie that I never had. She was my mother's best friend. She had a heart of gold. You know, Miss Moody was funny. She was a wonderful soul. And I lost my mom. And then I lost Miss Moody. And then 2 years after that, I lost my dad. And then, you know, I lost so many people at a short amount of time. And that's not even just... Then, from when I was a kid, I remember when I was, this is when I first really experienced, like, grief and death. And I was, 12? How old are you when you were in the sixth grade? I remember I was in the sixth grade and had a best friend at the time. And his name was Anthony Cherry. And, I don't even know if I want to talk about this. I don't even know why. But, you know what? I'm just going to go with the flow. Because this was not meant for this conversation. And he just popped up in it. So, obviously, Anthony, we're going to talk about Anthony. So, this was, I was, in seventh grade. And we had went to Wall Street. And the teacher took us on a trip to see Wall Street and learn about the stock market and things like that. This was, when I was in sixth grade. And I was in seventh grade. Yeah, I was in sixth grade. Whatever grade I was. It was like sixth or seventh grade. And God rest his soul. We went to the stock market. It was the whole class and stuff like that. And he was my partner on the trip. So that whole trip we was talking, we was laughing. And it was just the best trip ever. And I remember the next day I didn't go to school because I didn't feel good or something. I don't remember what it was. But I remember that day that I didn't go to school. It was literally the next day after the trip. I didn't go to school that day. But that following day, my mom, you know, gave me some money. I went to, that Dominican lady? It was this beautician that was in Harlem on 131st and 8th Avenue, Amalia's. And I used to go get my wash and sets there. And I remember it was raining that day. And that was the day I didn't go to school. And I got in the house and my mother was watching the news. And the news said, you know, a family was executed. I didn't even know what execution. I didn't even know what that was. I didn't even know what that was at that time. I was, like I said, sixth grade, seventh grade. And our family was killed execution style in polo grounds. So I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. Like they said, they start saying the mother name, the father name, And then I heard them say Anthony Cherry. And that was my friend. That was my friend. We were just laughing the day before at the trip. And he was just mad funny. And he was 13. And I remember I heard that said Anthony Cherry. I told my mother, I said, Ma, that's my friend. And she said, Taniqua, you know. I'm like, that's my friend. And I remember I ran out the house. It was raining. And I just had got my hair washed and said, I can never forget this. I just had my hair wrapped with the doobie pins in it and everything. It was raining. I didn't get an umbrella. And I remember I ran all the way to my school because I lived on 131st. My school was on 133rd between 7th and Lenox. I was going to 275 at the time. And I lived on 131st between 7th and 8th. And I ran home. No umbrella, no nothing. My washing set. I forgot even my hair. Just my hair was done. I just ran. And then I ran straight to my teacher, to the school. And when I got to the classroom, she was crying. She's like, just shaking her head. Like, yeah, it was him. So that is my first experience of losing someone in grief. But I was 13. But I think I've lost so many friends. But the one that almost like destroyed me was one of my other best friends. I don't really speak about her much because I think when I speak about her, I've always just want to remember her with her big bright eyes and her big smile, and she was skinny, and she was just such a sweetheart, and she was just always so kind, and she just was a light, and I would just love to see how she would be right now, like her now as an adult. And I don't really speak about Nina. Her name was Nina Boykin. She was like my best friend growing up as a kid. She was just so funny. I just can't even really explain Nina's character. She was just so sweet and just... And sometimes as a kid, I was a brat sometimes. And I didn't really appreciate friendship, you know? At that young, innocent form, you don't know how long a person's going to be here. And I always loved her, like, forever. And I don't want to keep going into grief, but the whole point about it is grief doesn't change. Grief doesn't get better. Either it kills you or it makes you better. And you're never going to ever be the same again. But it teaches you how to be able to deal with other things that's going to come your way. You know, I feel like a person that never lost a kid, you could never really understand how they feel. You can't, because you never lost your kid. So you can never ever say or understand how you feel. But a person that lost a parent, say first you lost a parent and you lost a parent, you can understand, you can relate. Because it's like, you know, I can relate. So just feel like grief is just a very, very heavy, green, brown, thick, gross feeling. But in the end, it somehow make you stronger. And I lost a lot of people that I love. I would be on this podcast until tomorrow talking about how many people I lost that I love that meant the world to me. I just recently found out that I lost a close friend. We also had a podcast, me and him. It's called Not the Baby. He was hilarious. Corey, shout out to you. He was mad funny too. Like, I just had characters in my life, you know? And I feel like they came into my life to teach me things, to make me be more humble, to make me be more respectful, to make me appreciate life more and have empathy towards people. I even had a homeless uncle, you know, my Uncle Al. He was one of my favorite uncles. I've had really dope uncles, but by far, my Uncle Russell and my Uncle Al was my favorite uncles in the world. And they're no longer here. So I lost a lot of people. And it's just like people that I love, that I value, they're no longer here in the physical form. They are here in the spirit form. So meaning my spirit team is crazy. They big. You know, I have a lot of loved ones that love me that's no longer here. The physical form ones, I don't have much family. I have my sisters. I have my brother TJ. I have my brother Nut. I love my brothers. You know, I don't I don't wish nothing bad on nobody. I just want everybody to win. I want everybody to make it. And I think that all comes from just grief. Like I said, it either destroys you or it makes you better. And going through grief from a young age, you don't know how to really channel it. So you might do things that are not the best. And might drink alcohol when you're young and might not listen to your parents the most. But I feel like all of those things made me who I am today. So I don't know what that had to do with anything skating. I don't know how this podcast turned to be so heavy, green and brown and gross. But it needed to be said. And it's okay to grieve. I just lost my little cousin and I try not to think about it because when I think about it, my whole day is ruined. It really affects me. So I try to just always think about the fun times and always try to think about what would he be wanting me to do right now? Like, how would he feel if he seen how I feel inside? Like, you know, so I just know it's okay to grieve, but you just don't want to stay there. And, you know, that's just that. But that being said, enough about grief. Let's talk about living. Let's talk about being alive. So today, I'm going skating. And today, I'm going to go sit by the water. I'm going to have a nice little mind, body, and soul picnic today. My fast, you know what's so crazy? I broke my fast at 8, but I didn't break my fast yet, actually. I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Actually, I woke up at 5:45 to get Odyssey ready for school. I haven't eaten anything yet. All I had was water. So, on my podcast last night when I was saying I wanted this oatmeal with the berries, I don't want any of that. I actually don't even have an appetite. I just want to plan my day and, yeah, just focus on the positive and not the negative. And this podcast was not meant to be this long. But, you know, I'm like, whatever. I have a little bit of time to, you know, waste. So, yeah, but grief sucks. And losing loved ones suck. But I think with all of these things in life, with everything in life, it teach you things. It teach you to appreciate your family. It teach you to appreciate the small things. It teaches you to stop and smell the roses and enjoy the moment, because so many times we don't live in the moment. We just there, you know, we just going through the motions. We're not really enjoying the laughter that we having with that person. We're not really enjoying that conversation that we having with this person. We're not really enjoying them around us because they're around us all the time. But just imagine in a blink of an eye, it can all be over. And I think that's why I appreciate life more. And I think that's what made me more humble. And I think that's what made me more of a good, better mom. I'm a listener to my daughter. I definitely give her the schooling, you know, because, yeah, I'm 40 years old, but I'm not that damn old, girl. You understand me? Like, come on. I was 15 not too long ago. It might seem long ago, but no, I was. And I understand. And I try to relate to her as much as I can, but I also have to be her mom and I have to let her know, like, you know, there's certain things that I just want for my daughter that I know that when she gets older, it's all going to be for her benefit. So it's like, okay, you want to talk on the phone with your friends, focus on your schoolwork first, get this done. And once that's done, yeah, you could talk to your friends until you blow in the face. But you have to put your priorities first. And priorities right now is school, okay? So, but yeah, anyway, I'm not going to keep going. It's 19 minutes. I'm about to get myself out of here and decide what I'm going to do because my steps ain't stepping. And yeah, I wanted to say something positive before I go because it just was like really so heavy with this grief thing. But I just like, I felt like I was supposed to say that. I don't know why. That was not in my mind to talk about grief. I was talking about skating and pushing my body to the limit and just trying to go hard. But it wound up turning into a grief podcast. So maybe the universe just wanted me to talk about that subconsciously. I didn't even know, but yeah, there were some times that I was like, how am I going to get out of this? But you know what got me out of it? Prayer, forgiveness, solitude, crying. I did some toxic drinks every now and then. I would drink some wine, and I don't advise that because it makes it worse. But going through the motions, yeah, you do whatever makes you feel comfortable at that moment. You're going to do whatever makes you feel comfortable. The advice I would give now, like when I lost my mom, yeah, I was in a dark place because my mom was really young when she passed away. She had so much time. It just wasn't fair. I was angry. I didn't understand. I was like, cancer sucks. And I was just really, really upset with the doctors. And, you know, because I was like, my mom was so young at that moment. Like, she wasn't even 60 yet. I'm like, why is this happening to my mother? But I was angry. When my father died, I was more sad because it was like, it's really done now. There's, you know, because my parents was married. It's like after my father died, it was like, okay, it's a wrap. So we all we got, me and my little sister, is like, okay, I got you, got me, you know, family fell apart. Brothers went on that side. Cousins went on that side. And me and my sister remained solid. We remained solid. You know, and that was a form of grief. Losing family that is still alive. They're not even dead. You just lost them. But I believe God makes no mistakes. And I also believe that what is meant for your life is going to be there. And what is not, God is going to take away. I just try to do the best I can as long as I'm on this earth. And I have no regrets. I just know that, after losing my dad, it made me sad. And I was really in a dark place. I was so depressed. I didn't even know I was depressed because I was still getting up, doing my thing, you know, having a good time with my friends. But then I would come home and cry and ask God, why did you take my dad? Because my dad was my best friend and I love my mother too. But I said, damn, he was all we had left. And he just took the voice of reason, the only person that I know that literally is left on this earth that will do anything for me. So I didn't understand that. And me being a big spiritual person and believing in God, I was afraid to even ask God that, because my grandmother always used to say, never question God. You know, he knows, he has the reasons for everything. You never question him. That's like you questioning your dad or your mom. You know, you might want to, but that's not your place. I did. I asked God. I said, God, I know I shouldn't ask you these things, but why did you take both of my parents? Why did you take everybody that I love? Like, I had to ask those questions, and I never really got an answer. I just learned to live with it. My first boyfriend, he's gone, you know? It's just like this life I have, I came to the realization is definitely a lesson life. I feel like I've been on this planet many of times. Call me crazy, but I feel like I've always had an old soul. I've never really been impressed by anything too much. I'm pretty solid, and I've seen a lot. So it's like I'm not really surprised or shocked or impressed by much, but I feel like my soul is really old, and I just feel like this is the last of the coming back to this planet. I think I learned everything I needed to learn, and I feel like whenever I do leave this planet, I'm going straight to paradise, and I'm going to be able to be somebody else's guardian angel or someone else's spirit guide, because I feel like I've been through so much at these 40 years. I've seen so much. I've witnessed so much pain and experienced so much heartache that it's like, what else could I possibly endure? I've lost so many people that I love. So it was like, what? Like, at this point, it's nothing left, you know? So I just feel like, you know what, God got me. My loved ones that's no longer here got me. And I think that's what makes my spirit the way it is. It's not the way I look, because I'm not even all that. Like, not even. I'm cute. You know, let me stop bringing myself down. I'm a baddie. I ain't even going front. I look good for my age. My skin is good. You know, I'm a good woman. Yeah, I just want to, you know, I'm not trying to toot my horn, but it is what it is. But I'm not going to keep downplaying myself. No, I'm dope. But it's not about that. It's my spirit. It's my energy. It's my empathy. And it's the way that when I'm around people, I'm just chill. I'm not trying to get the all attention. I know females that just love attention. They super thirsty for attention. Like, the way they dress, they just mad desperate looking. That's never been me. Sometimes I could pick up dudes, and I'm not a pickup person, but like if I'm out and about and I'm just running errands, and maybe I have on like a little sweatsuit, a little baseball hat, I'm just running to Whole Foods, that's when I meet those type of guys that are like professional guys. It's not when I'm glamorous and I'm like I'm going to Beyonce concert, no. But I've been on this podcast for 25 minutes and I'm just been yapping and rambling, so I'm gonna go. But I wanted to tell you guys, you're going to be all right, okay? You're going to be okay. It might not look like it right now. You might be crying right now, balled up in a corner somewhere, in that dark room. But I promise you, if you believe in yourself, and you know who the hell you are, and you know who raised you, and you look in that mirror, and you might not even like the person you're looking at, give yourself grace and give yourself some time. You might not ever get all the answers. I'm still waiting. But what I tell you is you're just going to learn to live with it. And I know that don't sound good at all, but you'll just learn to live with it, no matter what that is. So if you're going through grief, whatever it is, you're going through a divorce, you had a miscarriage, just anything bad, it's not going to be like this forever. You're just going to learn to deal with it. It's always going to be in the back of your mind, like, oh man, I missed them and I wish I could. But just remember the good moments. Remember that. Remember the funny times, because it'll make you laugh. Like, it'll make you laugh. And, you know, and like I said, if you feel you need to cry, cry. If you want to punch the air, punch the air. I would advise you, go take some boxing classes. Take some boxing classes. Oh, man. What? That'll get you over the hump. You'll cry when you come home, but take some boxing classes. And I'm telling you, you're going to feel a lot better. Not only are you going to feel better, you're going to start looking better, because you're going to, you know, you're going to have something to do every day to get your mind off of grieving. You're going to get, and I'm not talking about go to work and work yourself to death. No, I would advise the opposite. If someone is grieving right now, hopefully you have a good friend group or support system that you guys could talk and do things like that. And if you don't and you're just a loner, I would advise you to go on a solo vacation somewhere that you've never thought about going. Maybe to Spain. And or somewhere you don't even know the language. You can't even go to Africa. Go back to your roots. Go to the motherland. You know, go back to the roots. Start over. You might meet some people that you've never thought you could meet. It might change your life. So go back to the basics. Go back to the beginning before it all started. And try to find that. And then I'm telling you, you'll learn to live with it. And on that note, I love you guys. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Every day ain't gonna be perfect, but every day ain't gonna be bad either. Just keep going, and you're almost there. And by the grace of God, we all gonna be all right. I love you guys. Stay sucker free. Love you. Peace out. Bye.